Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Does anybody out there remember buying those candy cigarettes when they were kids? Well, I do. I bought mine at the little snack trailer that used to sit out in front of the Sequoia Park Zoo. Now, with the permission of the major cigarette manufacturers, the makers of these candy cigs were able to print the names of popular cigarettes of the time, like Pall Mall, Lucky Strike, and I'd Walk a Mile for a Camel. You know, those that paid the dime at the time were about 50% more likely to fire up the real deal than those that didn't. Now the Food and Drug Administration has pretty much put a kibosh on the sale of candy cigarettes. They can call them candy sticks, but they're nothing like they were when we were kids. You know, I confess, my first cigarette, if you can believe this, was a cig called Life. My dad came home from an airline trip one time with a little four-pack that I remember about when I was 16. Thank goodness I haven't seen one of those things since 1979. Well, fast forward from the time I was, biting on those first sugar sticks, say 1958. Now here in 2022, I went to watch a Little League game the other day in Eureka. 10 to 12-year-olds, or as they call them, the majors. Now, at this age, baseball is starting to get a little more fun to watch, especially after watching T-ball. Their coordination is starting to come around, and, well, the one team that I was following had a ball player with those pretend tattoos on his arms, and the one that really blew me away, one big one on his neck. Right there I had Yadier Molina in my mind. A 10-year-old with a tattoo on his neck. Did I already say that? Yes, it was pretend, but what are the odds now that when he's old enough to make his own decisions, along with many other life-changing decisions, he's going to have one of those pretty things up and down his body? As I watched the young ball player, I wondered if I could ask him, did those tattoos make you run faster, hit better, catch the ball better? Then I imagined his answer. Then I wish I hadn't asked the question. It was a decent game, some hitting, errors, but all comes with age. At the end of the game with the boys team that had the tattoo on his neck, losing at the end of the day, he went over to his mom with tears in his eyes because his team had lost. A little boy, emotional, sad, and ready for the comfort of his mother, and wearing a rough tattoo on his neck. I guess I'm just a big believer that kids should be kids as long as they can. Leave the cigarettes and tattoos for much later, if never. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.